Shelling has killed at least 10 Ukrainian civilians and wounded 20 others in a day, according to the office of Ukraine's president. A day earlier, missiles and self-propelled drones that Russian forces fired had hit deeper into Ukrainian territory, killing at least 11 people. The bombardments followed announcements by the United States and Germany of plans to ship powerful tanks to help Ukraine defend itself. The European Union's foreign policy chief, visiting South Africa Friday, has urged Pretoria to use its ties with Russia to convince Moscow to stop its war on Ukraine. Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
I very much hope that South Africa, our strategic partner, will use its good relations with Russia and the role it plays in the BRICS group to convince Russia to stop this senseless war.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell's trip to South Africa is the latest in a whirlwind week that has seen visits by both Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Pretoria has strong historic ties with Moscow and has taken an officially neutral stance on the conflict, to the dismay of Washington and Brussels. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Auschwitz-Birkenau survivors and other mourners have commemorated the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi German death camp in the final months of World War II.
It's very difficult to be here. I was in Bergen-Belsen. I saw there and now here. You can't believe it.
The observances Friday come amid the horror of war again shattering peace in Europe. This is VOA News. Some relatives of the victims in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes say they aren't